Hello, my name is Lynn Bryant, and I'm just going to give you a sort of an overview of as much as I can about my life. I was born in 1943 and came out to Vancouver from Toronto, actually. My dad was transferred, so I consider myself a Vancouver girl. And we moved here to Richmond in 1987 because we needed a larger home, because we have three children, and I needed four bedrooms, so this is where we thought we could find something. And we did, and we lived in the house for 30 years. So, but prior to that, when I finished high school in Vancouver, I went into psychiatric nursing, and I've been working in that field, first of all with pediatrics, namely the Down syndrome children, and then I got into geriatrics, and subsequently went back to school to get my gerontology degree. So I've been working in long-term care for about 35 years. And now I'm in long-term care on the other side of the fence, which has been very interesting. I'm enjoying it. It was quite an adjustment from being very independent to having to adjust living with other people and having a lot of people around me all the time. But I can honestly say that if one doesn't surround themselves with people, there's a danger that you become isolated. I haven't traveled too much in the last 3 years, but prior to that, I've enjoyed traveling around this province, Alberta, and up to Alaska in a motor trip style, which I really enjoy, the scenery and a bit of camping in a camper, which some people don't consider camping, but I do. I attended a lot of summer camps as a child and was involved in music, a lot of music, and was a piano student from about the age of 6. I was just approaching middle teenager age and had been taking piano lessons, and I was into some difficult schooling. So most of my time was taken up studying, but I hadn't given up the piano. And today I'm playing over where I live, just spontaneously, or if they needed somebody at Christmas time for Christmas carols. I'm very much a follower now of the opera and Theater Under the Stars, and I'm looking forward to seeing Cats this summer. Earlier, when I was a teenager, I volunteered for the Red Cross. They needed young people to come down to the Shaughnessy Hospital and serve tea on Sunday afternoon. So through a friend of my mother's, I did that for several years and really enjoyed the experience. And I think that if you do volunteering, you have an experience of associating yourself with many types of people on different levels. So even where I'm living now, and I'm also an ambassador for the floor I live on, so any new people coming in, we have a meet and greet sort of system, and you're seeing these people in the dining room all the time. And we all are supposed to wear name tags. I wear mine because I want people to come and ask me if they are unaware of something and how they're feeling. That's more my angle. And a lot of these women who have been widows for years and have had past problems really just need someone to listen to them. So that seems to be what my little job is now. There's always a space for people that want to volunteer their time, their energy, their efforts, and their talent. So I probably will never stop doing that because it seems to be in my personality somehow.